He has like 20 gnomes in our backyard.
That's true. I feel like Max is a goblin.
Oh, I identify as a gnome.
No. Like, it's a rarity to be a gnome or a troll. Like, goblin. Like, it's a subcategory.
Actually, no,
like,
my dad is not a gnome. He's not cool enough to be a gnome.
Yeah, no, I feel like he's not a gnome. I feel like he's just a goblin.
There's a song that I like called Radio Gnome, and I just connect with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is Demi-Fo Medford. This has been Egg Hour. This is my, like Marx had like historical materialism. Like I have goblin gnomes, goblin demons.
Yes, a lovely conversation
mm-hmm.
we've had.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Good dance.
Yes. That is so fast.
I feel like
we
played like
4
songs.
Yeah, wasn't it? It felt like we sat down, talked for a while, and then we played 2 songs and it was done.
Mm-hmm.
Time flies when you're dazed and confused.
Because mm-hmm. we talked a lot at the beginning.
Yeah, we did talk a lot at the beginning.
What if Nate Quigley was listening?
I know, I miss Nate Quigley.
What if his mom was listening or something?
But why?
What if there's like a high school reunion going on right now and they're tuned in?
And all the cool
kids. What are you going? Ox one.
Obviously, it's
whatever you were playing.
I know, but
yeah. Okay, let me know when you're ready.
All right, I'm gonna start off with Radio Gnome. As a matter of fact.
Oh,
it's not coming up.
Hello, friends. False alarm. We're still on. we're still talking.
All right.
Radio Gnome, Radio Gnome.
What an interesting song that is. That was Radio Gnome Invisible by Gong. Makes you wonder, huh? Well, this is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I've got a special segment coming up for everyone out there. I am going to be talking, not that I haven't been every other week, but I am going to be talking about my amazing time abroad in New Zealand with IFSA, the Institute for Study Abroad. So first I'm just going to get a PSA out of the way. Foster care. There are 108,000 children and youth currently waiting in foster care for permanent families. For more information on how you can adopt, go to adoptuskids.org. That is adoptuskids.org. It's nice to be back in the station. I've been here all day doing homework, but it's nice to be in, you know, Studio A, talking and playing music. And speaking of music, I'm going to be playing a lot of, and again, not that I haven't been every other week, but I'm going to be playing exclusively, except for that first song, exclusively music from Aotearoa, New Zealand. And I have so many good things to say about New Zealand. I'm going to start out with my orientation. So actually, I'll start out with the flight because I thought this was hilarious. My flight left New York February 8th, late. And then I flew to LA, and or maybe I left midday-ish. I don't know. I left LA like probably around 9, 10 on February the 8th. And then arrived in Auckland on February 10th, the morning of, and February 9th is my half birthday. So if I never turned 19 and a half, if I just missed that day, is it ever possible for me to become 20? Or am I just like 19 and a half forever? I don't know. These are the kinds of things that you think about when you're on an airplane for like 25 hours. But well worth it. So landed in Auckland and it was time for orientation. We met the other people who, so IFSA, IFSA, as I'm going to refer to it, is a program that helps you set up your study abroad experience. And they do things like helping you to find classes, which was a big help for me because I went abroad during my sophomore year and as an engineer. And I had a lot of specific prerequisites that I needed to fulfill while I was abroad so that I could, you know, get on with my degree and graduate on time. So I was in contact with the people at IFSA and I said, hey, these are the classes I need and these are the schools that I'd be interested in taking them at. And they got back to me, found me the classes I needed, gave me a bunch of different options. And basically, the only place that worked for me was University of Canterbury in Christchurch, New Zealand. I mean, I was only looking in New Zealand. There are plenty of other options. You can go to South America, Europe. I think they have a program in Israel. You can go to Australia. IFSA's all over the world. And yeah, so really cool. Arrived in New Zealand knowing nobody. And then I met up with my advisor on the ground in New Zealand, and we all got on a bus and went off to a gorgeous nature reserve called Shakespeare Nature Reserve. It's Shakespeare something. Really, really gorgeous, right outside of Auckland. And it rained. It rained and it rained and it rained. We did a bunch of really cool activities that all of us college students who were studying abroad could get to know each other. There was actually another guy from Tufts in the same orientation as me, another mechanical engineer, believe it or not. And yeah, so Shakespeare was really cool. We slept there for two nights and just got to know everyone. Wow. I just got hit by some nostalgia really strongly. And we did cool outdoor activities like, we learned how to play rugby. And we did a Rogaine, which is a rugged outdoor. It's basically like orienteering and a treasure hunt. And you got to get points and, well, we had two Eagle Scouts on our team, and we won. It was a close one, but and that's when it was pouring rain, so I don't think that those clothes dried for the next 5 months while I was in New Zealand. We were drenched, and yeah, so that was the first part of orientation, and then after that we went to a Maori marae. The Maori are the native people in New Zealand, and a marae is their meeting house. And we had to we were given a ceremonial welcoming onto the marae, which was really, and it's something that you have to experience. It's very touching, and it's very and intense too. It involves a haka as well as one of their elder women singing you onto the marae and welcoming you. And then we had to give little speeches after the people who were hosting us gave us their speeches. And I was selected as one of the leaders of my group, which was a very cool opportunity. And I'm actually going to, once I find one, I'm going to play a haka, which is a New Zealand war chants. But they're not all war chants. They sound very fierce and very scary, but a lot of haka actually have very not fierce, warlike meanings. So I'm going to go ahead and let you hear one.
Pakia, pakia, vai, vai, takahia, hino neho, tora kamate, kamate, kora, kora, ura kamate, kamate, kora, kora, ura te, 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 tanga, tapo, uru, uru, nana, iti, ti, my, faka, fiti, te, ha, ara, hupa, ara, hupa, ara, hupa, ne, kompa, ne, fiti, te, ha.
Pretty intense, eh? And we also learned some traditional Maori songs in Te Reo Maori, and one of them that we all remembered and sang, not just on the marae, but just, like, you know, at times, was Te Aroha. And so I'm going to give that a play, and it's a really, really sweet song. You don't have to go abroad with Ifsa Butler, but I wouldn't trade the experiences like going onto the marae and having all of us Ifsa students start singing and having everyone, all of our hosts start singing along with us. It's a really, really cool experience, and Ifsa, they know what they're doing. and they do a really good job of setting up amazing experiences like that. Experiences that, you know, they stick with you and they're very humbling, and you get to learn about a completely new way of life and a completely new culture. It was very cool. And we did a bunch of other really cool excursions. One of them was whitewater rafting, and the water was like ice cold straight from the glaciers, which was, you know, really cool. And we went on a beautiful hike on old volcanic flows in Akaroa, and we went ocean kayaking in the Pacific and saw little blue penguins and baby seals. And that was, really, it's New Zealand's a gorgeous country, and you know, it's tough to, like, you know, you wake up, it's tough to, like, go out and just do something cool, like going ocean kayaking with seals. But if you go with, if you go abroad with Ifsa Butler, they have all of these really amazing experiences lined up for you. And you get some really nice dinners too. We had like weekly check-ins, and maybe, I think it was weekly. So we had weekly check-ins, and our advisor brought us food, and it would be things like fish and chips, which I really miss. Nice, cheap, greasy, easy, bam, great meal. And yeah, lots of good Kiwi food. And we spent one night, there's a dinner trolley that goes around Christchurch, and it's a fancy dinner, and it's not something that you would really do on a student budget, but Ifsa Butler lines it up, and you have this amazing dinner, and you go around the city like 3-4 times while you eat your dinner, and you start seeing the same like mall fronts, but really cool, and everyone waves at you. It was really cute, and you just get a really nice view of the city and a really nice dinner. So just some logistical things. When I was in New Zealand, I used my credit card, and I just told my bank that I was going to be in New Zealand. It's a travel card, so there wasn't like a conversion fee or anything like that. So if you're going abroad, check in with your bank, see what you can do. But don't feel pressure to open up bank account in the country that you're going to. It might be necessary in some places, but it wasn't for me. And, phone. So I have an iPhone, or well, had, but that's a, whatever. but I also had an old phone lying around. And so if you have a phone that's on a plan, you're still paying off the phone, you don't yet own it, you need to either pay it off so that you own it, and then you can call your carrier and they will give you a special code so that you can unlock it and put in a new SIM card when you get to whatever country you're studying abroad in. And so that's a good move if you already have an old phone, or if you're like near the end of your plan. So I was like halfway through my plan at that point, but I luckily had an old Windows phone. So I brought that with me, put my iPhone into airplane mode, and then just used my Windows phone for the duration of my time in New Zealand. And yeah, it didn't have Snapchat. Yeah, it didn't have most things actually, but it had the internet. It had texting, calling, WhatsApp. And it was honestly really nice not being inundated with all of that media that you always have in your pocket. Of course, it wasn't too far away, because I could then use that phone as a hotspot for my iPhone, and so I, voila, internet. But yeah, oh, also, the phone plans were, like, really inexpensive compared to America, which was nice. I think I was paying, like, $15 a month, and had enough data, had enough texts, had enough minutes, so, yeah. But you can also just get a phone when you get there, which I would also recommend if you don't just have one lying around. And school and classes, registered for everything before I went into CIS, and that's the Tufts course registration and academic center. I don't know what they would call it, what the technical term for that would be. And I got all of my courses approved for equivalent courses at Tufts, so I didn't have to worry about that when I got back. That was really handy. And your advisors are going to be huge helps, and IFSA will also be a huge help when you're trying to figure out courses and can I take this, can I take that. And before I start telling you about all the other amazing things that I did while I was in New Zealand, I'm going to play a Kiwi song or two. It might just be one. It might be two. That's the or two bit. And which one will it be? The first week, so I went abroad at Tufts Spring, which is fall in New Zealand, which was their first semester. So I left in February, February 8th, right? Yeah, missed the 9th. And they had an event called Ocella, which was fun. It's, you know, it's a play on Coachella, but it was during, like, orientation week. It's a lot like Tufts Fall Gala, just, like, you know, a chance for everyone to, like, get back to school, have a little party, and, yeah, get to meet people and that kind of thing. And then soon after that, there's a music festival called Electric Avenue, which was really, really cool. And I don't think I'm on the Wi-Fi. This could be a problem. So I'm not sure what's happening with the music. I will pull it up elsewhere. Yeah, that's strange. But yeah, so Electric Avenue was really cool. And one of the bands that I saw there was Catch a Fire. And the music's back. Oh no. What have I done? But yeah, Catch a Fire is really cool. They are a reggae group from New Zealand. And so Bob Marley visited New Zealand in the 70s, I believe. And, you know, the island vibe of reggae music and, like, you know, Bob Marley, all that culture really resonated with the Maori people in New Zealand. And there's been a really big reggae movement in New Zealand as a result. And Catch a Fire is a really great example of that. So here is Get Away by Catch a Fire. Any second now, I promise. Later.
I gotta get away sometimes, oh yeah. I got to get away, I gotta slip away sometimes, oh yeah. I got to slip away to my special place. I woke up, yeah, on a cloudy day, feeling blasé, blasé from last night's party. I gotta work today. Couldn't find my shoes, too la-di-da-di. Excuse me, sir, me car broke down, me
missus left me with the baby now, and I can't make that day today. It might have to be another day. I said I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry. I gotta get away sometimes. Whoa, yeah. I got to get away. I gotta slip away sometimes. Oh, yeah. I got to slip away to my special place. I woke up, yeah, on a cloudy day. I'm feeling blasé, blasé from last night's party. I've got work today. I couldn't find my shoes to la-di-da-di. Excuse me, sir, me car broke down. Me missus left me with the baby now, and I can't make that day today. It might have to be another day. I said I'm sorry. I said I'm sorry. To slip away,
blessing the place and with natural healing
to our own special place.
Got to get away from the noise of the city.
I got to get away.
That was just Catch a Fire with Get Away. And before I go into my next song from New Zealand, I do want to talk a little bit more about Ocella. And so, you know, it can be really hard when you're on your home campus to kind of just get out there and talk to new people and make new friends and that kind of thing. Because, like, you know, there's that, like, little bit of social anxiety that everyone has where it's, know, do I go and talk to this person? Do I, like, you know, it's hard to put yourself out there. But one really cool thing about being in a totally new country, literally thousands of miles away from anyone who knows you, is that you don't really have all that much to lose. So it can be really easy to start talking to people and making really, really cool connections. And I happened to make a really cool connection at Ocella, and her name's Georgia, and I think she's listening right now way back home in Christchurch, New Zealand. So hey, Georgia. So, you know, you just gotta go with the flow, and when you're abroad, like, nothing's the end of the world. So definitely don't be afraid to put yourself out there and try and make new friends and make, like, connections with people who are from the area, because they know a lot more about it, and you can get a much better feel for, like, what, like, for instance, in New Zealand, because I started dating a Kiwi, I got a much better feel for what it's like to be in New Zealand. And I also had a newfound appreciation when I came home. Like, whoa, it's snowing. Georgia would be like, whoa, that's so cool. Well, that's sweet as, which is a thing that the Kiwis say because they're too lazy to finish their similes. Sweet as what? It's cute, though. It's a good saying. No complaints. So I'm going to play another song from New Zealand. Here's Fat Freddy's Drop.
When I wander, see right through you, flying, high-in, Freddy voodoo, lucid, dreaming, magic, wonder, can you see this spell I'm under? Make you wonder with that rhythm, feel it moving through your system. Step on steppers, step up to it. All you got to do is do it.
Your name in the moonlight, lost your name in the streetlight.
That was Wandering Eye by Fat Freddy's Drop, another reggae group from New Zealand. And so it's very important to have some goals set out before you go abroad. One of such goals for I, English is hard. It's 11:40 p.m. I had a midterm today. Been doing work ever since. My apologies. It's very important to have goals when you go abroad. One of my goals was to go and learn how to surf. And that didn't happen. So you think like, oh, New Zealand, it's like in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. The water is going to be beautiful and warm and amazing and perfect for surfing. And two of those three are true. It's great for surfing. It's beautiful. But it's cold as. Because if you look at a map, New Zealand is right above Antarctica. And the way that the Coriolis effect works is that... Oh, it's actually true, you know, like in the Northern Hemisphere, toilets flush counterclockwise, and in the Southern Hemisphere, they flush, I don't know, whatever it is, they flush in opposite directions, and that also affects the ocean currents, and so you got a current coming right up from Antarctica, so the water is really cold, and I was just like, maybe not. So I didn't go surfing. And, you know, I'm okay with that. It's important to have goals, but it's also important to realize that you can't always make those goals come true. One of my bigger goals, though, was, you know, I just had a really, like, you know, hard, stressful 3 semesters leading up to my time abroad. And it's really, really, really hard to find time to drag yourself away from campus. Just get off campus and do something other than, like, you know, studying or hanging out, like, in someone's dorm. And luckily for me, lucky enough, I got a bike, which was really cool. I spent a lot of time biking around in New Zealand. A lot of people bike. It's very bike friendly. And one of my favorite places to bike to was the Ilam Gardens, which is a little botanical garden 5 minutes off of campus. It's got a little stream. It's got ducks. It's got eels. It has palm trees. It has trees that aren't palm trees. It has like record winning hydrangeas. Just so gorgeous, and right next to campus. And so for a while, when it was really nice weather, I would cut through there on my way back from class, park my bike next to this one bench, which was right in front of a stream, just sit down on the bench and close my eyes, listen to the birds, listen to the wind, listen to the leaves in this country 9,000 miles away from, okay, maybe let's say like 7,000 miles away from anywhere. Probably a bit more than that. At least 7,000 miles away from anywhere where I had ever been. And I just close my eyes and spend a couple minutes just meditating and taking time to do nothing, which is so hard to do. And I just enjoyed the silence. And sometimes I brought a book with me. Before I went to New Zealand, I don't remember the last time I read a book that wasn't for school. I went through several in New Zealand, went through a good series, read some Isaac Asimov, and just really found time to do stuff that I wanted to do that wasn't schoolwork, and wasn't just like, you know, wasting time. And so I really wanted to enjoy nature more. And so I went abroad and I made sure to do it. And there was so much amazing nature that was made very easy for me. And, you know, when you're abroad, you learn things about yourself, and you also learn new things about the world. And one of those things that I learned was I really got a better understanding of how to advocate for myself. I was at Tufts. It's nice. You have friends who are taking the same classes as you. And so you have people to study with, to do homework with, all that stuff. When you're a stranger in a strange land, you don't have anyone to work with. So I needed to talk to the professor and be like, hey, listen, this really doesn't make sense. Please help me with this. Or are there any study groups that I can join? And so my mechanical engineering professor actually pointed me in the direction of a study group, and I made some really good connections there. Had a lot of fun, or as much fun as you can studying, but met some really good guys. And I also, I had to learn how to adapt to and adopt a new environment. Just, you know, adjusting to slang and not being able to, they don't have Lyft there, they only have Uber, which is, but no, there's so much that's the same and so much that's different. They probably have a third as many cereal options, which wasn't a big deal for me, but for some people apparently that's huge. And also really learning how to shop and feed myself, because I'd been living on campus or at home with a dining plan. So that was a very important life skill that I picked up, and that IFSA was very good about helping out with. I think that our advisor gave us a couple of recipes and tips you want to go to Countdown, and then you can go to, you can go there if you want some nice organic food, and you can go there if you want something nice and cheap. That's Pack and Save. It's literally just the more you get, the more you save. Just, you know, kind of like Costco kind of deal-ish. And, and there was a really nice vegetable place. What do you call that? Place with vegetables and fruit. Oh, and I fell in love with a fruit called a feijoa. It's my favorite fruit. They don't grow here, and it makes me really sad. So I'm thinking about trying to grow one in my basement with hydroponics, because I miss them that much. But I don't know if my housemates would be down for that. Oh well. And you know, going abroad was an amazing experience, and coming back has really given me a new perspective. I've always enjoyed Tufts, but it's given me a new appreciation for my friends and my classes, a new hatred for the hill. It was so easy to bike there. Biking here, you have to go up a hill no matter what. If you want to go downhill, you got to go up a hill. It's ridiculous. So my bike sits in my garage. But also just little things dining halls. Those are really nice. And just knowing a lot of people, or even a handful of people, really well. Just knowing people in general is a cool feeling. Having people say, oh, hey, instead of, walking around a campus and maybe knowing 20 people out of the thousands that go there. So it's really nice coming back and having a community to return to. One interesting thing though, walking around campus in New Zealand, I saw more Yankees hats and Red Sox hats there than I do here or in New York. Because American culture is kind of very global, and it's weird going abroad and sort of seeing that and seeing how what a big impact our country has. And I mean, we have over 300 million people. New Zealand has 4.7 million. So it's a small world, especially in New Zealand. And yeah, so it's really nice being back, but I also really miss being there. And I have like little flashbacks of like walking around campus. Like I'll be walking here and I'll blink and like all of a sudden I'll be there, and it's, or just like, you know, just daydreaming in class about walking to class in New Zealand, which is just weird. Or biking. Oh, I really did enjoy biking there. And one thing that I have to recommend, keep a journal if you go abroad. Even if you don't go abroad, keep a journal, because there's so many little things that happen in your day that you don't remember a week later unless you write them down. And I know that, I mean, when I had so many experiences to experience in New Zealand, there were so many things to write down. And I'm so happy that I wrote down as many of them as I did. And so I'm going to play a couple more songs from New Zealand. Thank you guys so much for listening. You know, feel free to call in if you have any questions. The number is 855-915-9636. I'd love to chat more about New Zealand, going abroad, IFSA, you name it. So coming up next is How Bizarre by OMC.
In the front, cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash us from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge waves of comfort, Cena just hides her eyes. Policeman taps the shades and sells a Chevy 69. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre. Destination unknown as we pulling for some gas. Officially placed a poster reveals a smile from the back. Elephants and acrobats, lions, snakes, monkey. Billy speaks righteous, Sister Cena says funky. How bizarre. How bizarre, how bizarre. Stuck around TV news and cameras. There's choppers in the sky. Marines, police, reporters ask where, for and why. Billy yells, we're out of here. Cena says right on. Making moves and starting grooves before they knew we were gone. Jumped into the Chevy, headed for big lights. Wanna know the rest? Hey, by the rights. How bizarre. How bizarre. How bizarre.
Every time I
So, oh wow, that was a nice croak. There's nothing like coming down with a cold right before Thanksgiving. So to wrap things up, just enjoy everything. And I can't wait to go back to New Zealand. I can't wait to actually learn how to surf. Maybe like during summer. That'd be a good time to do it. When I don't need like a wetsuit or like three to keep warm. And, you know, I just really can't wait to be back in New Zealand for so many reasons. And, you know, it's sad not being there. I very much miss New Zealand. And so here is a song called Don't Dream It's Over, because I am still dreaming that it's not. And this is by Crowded House, another band from New Zealand. And, if my phone decides to work. So my iPhone bit the dust, and now, okay, I think I can get this to play. But this is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening. And to anyone listening on the IFSA blog, thank you for listening as well. Here's one last song from New Zealand.